Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though you meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side may also find you. So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all. Its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. Now let us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moment be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always, who keepeth everyone in His care. Sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. If we keep on the sunny side of life. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will help us every day. It will brighten our way if we keep our sunny side of life.
Canada's traveling man, Tommy Hunter, with the Carter family's Keep on the Sunny Side. Friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail, this being our second program for 2026. I've several requests, a couple songs left over from Christmas, and a very rare recording by Opry star George Hamilton IV that was recorded in Canada. Mary O.J. is next with an a cappella version of The Wayfaring Stranger, and no one sings like Mary O.J., and I want to play this one in memory of her brother, David Murray Williams. David passed on December the 8th, 2025, at age 72, at his homestead in Pugwash Junction. And like all farmers, David became a jack of all trades, blessed working with his hands, and David loved gospel music. The Nova Scotia Ramblers will follow Mary O.J. Laura Hatton Krause is on lead vocals, and Joy Sweet Joy was written by Cecil B. Smith, Hank Snow's aunt. Her son was Reg Smith, who made a name for himself locally. Reg and his mother, Cecil, wrote the Atlantic Lullaby in 1957. It became a regional hit recorded on RCA Records. And friends, here's Mary O.J. with The Wayfaring Stranger in memory of her brother, David Williams of Pugwash Junction, and David passed on December the 8th.
I am a poor Wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, no toil, no danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and steep. Yet beauteous fields lie just before me, where God's redeemed their vigils keep. I'm going there to be with my brother. I know I'll meet him when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, no pain, no sorrow in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to be with Jesus. One day our Savior, he will come. He'll come and take us over Jordan. He'll come and take us over home.
Lord, I'm glad that you're up there.
Fred Eisner's Nova Scotia Ramblers with Joy Sweet Joy, requested by Irving Mitchell of Oxford. Fred played a fine mandolin solo in that one. Laura Hatton was a young girl when she recorded with the Nova Scotia Ramblers. Her vocals were good then, but today her vocals are strong and clear and as good as any female bluegrass or country artist around. Mary O.J. from Hattonford, Alberta, gave us an awesome a cappella version of The Wayfaring Stranger in memory of her brother David Williams from Pugwash Junction, and David passed on December the 8th, 2025, at the age of 72. Friends, I made a mistake on my November the 30th program. I owe Kay Fillmore an apology, and I'd like to thank Joe Simpson for bringing this to my attention. I said that Brian Mitten was Kay's brother-in-law, but Brian was her brother. So Brian passed on November the 22nd, 2022. In loving memory of Brian Mitten, here's South African singer Alan Ladd. And this is a great song. It's called Good Night and Good Morning.
When comes to the weary, a blessed relief, when upward we pass through his kingdom of peace, when free from the walls that on earth we must bear, we'll say good night here, but good morning up there. Good morning up there, where Christ is the light. Good morning up there, where cometh no night. When we step from this earth to God's heaven so fair, we'll say good night here, but good morning up there. When home lights we see shining brightly above, where we shall be soothed with his wonderful love, we'll praise him who called us his heaven to share. We'll say good night here, but good morning up there. Good morning up there, where Christ is the light. Good morning up there, where cometh no night. When we step from this earth to God's heaven so fair, we'll say good night here, but good morning up there. Good morning up there, where Christ is the light. Good morning up there, where cometh no night. When we step from this earth to God's heaven so fair, we'll say good night here, but good morning up there.
Gone at last, gone at last, gone at last, gone at last. I had a long streak of that bad, bad luck, but I had gone at last. Well, I do believe if I hadn't met you, I would be gone and thinking fast.
Canada's queen of the country music there, Carol Baker, with Gone at Last. Carol put that on her 1992 made-for-television album, Hymns of Glory and Inspiration. South African singer Alan Ladd with Good Night and Good Morning, and that was from his 2009 CD album, Did You Think to Pray? That one was for Kay Fillmore in memory of her brother, Brian Mitten. Alan Ladd is originally from Zambia, and he moved to South Africa. He rose to fame as a country artist, and he became more widely known after he moved into gospel music. Our next song was requested by DJ Johnny Woodlock from Cornwall, Ontario. It's in memory of his dad, Papa Willie B. Niblock. Johnny is a third-generation DJ, and this is a good one. It's Lester Flatt and the Nashville Grass, one called I'd Like to Have Papa Show Me Around.
Sometimes I'm a longing to leave this old world and go where no troubles will ever be found. Well, I've seen Jesus and thanked Him for all. I'd like to have Papa show me around.
I returned recently to the old home place where as a boy I once wandered so free. And I parked my car by the roadside just to take one more look at all the old familiar scenes. There was the old house that once sheltered my family. Of course now it had withered and faded with time. And as I sat on what was left of the old front steps, many, many memories came to my mind. Well, I remember the summer evenings after a hard day's work was done, that Papa and I used to sit on those same old steps, and we'd sit there and talk till bedtime come. And I thought how happy I used to be when it would come up a summer shower, and Papa would say, we'll rest tomorrow because it's gonna be too wet to plow. But like most boys do when I grew up, I moved into town. And I remember when Papa would come to visit, how he just loved for me to kind of show him around. One day I got a call that Papa had left this old world, and he too had moved to a city. And he'd left behind all the cares and the hard work of this life and gone to a land of plenty. Someday I too will be going to that place where no trouble and heartaches can ever be found. And just like I used to do Papa when he'd come to visit me, Lord, if you don't mind, I'd kind of like to have Papa show me around.
I'd like to have Papa show me around.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archived programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
Father Adam was the first created man. That Eve was made his wife according to the Maker's plan. They lost their home in Eden, the Lord they did offend. I believe that good old Bible from beginning to the end. And died upon the tree. He ascended up to heaven to prepare a place for me. I believe that in like manner he's coming back again. I believe that good old Bible from beginning to the end.
The coffee drinking Nighthawk, Lee Moore, I believe the good old Bible, a famous Wheeling, West Virginia DJ known for traditional country hits like The Cat Came Back, a significant guitarist and vocalist. I'd Like to Have Papa Show Me Around was for DJ Johnny Woodlock in memory of his dad, William Brent Niblock, known as Papa Willie B, and he passed on January the 11th, 2023, at age 62. Brent was also the founder and owner of the Niblock Garden Center in Lyndhurst, Ontario for 30 years, 1976 to 2006. He had a degree in horticulture from the Guelph University, and he loved farming and gardening. Always remembered, always loved. My mother was Mary Ellen Trenum from Pugwash, who was a Pierce, born in the Gulf Shore. Mom passed on January the 12th, 2012, known to her friends as May. Mother was blessed to be 96 when she passed. She never missed a Toronto Blue Jays baseball game, and she could name every player. As a young woman, she played on an all-women's hockey team. Mother was 44 when our dad, Hudson Sr., passed at 43. She never remarried and devoted her life to raising nine of us. Just hours before her celebration of life in 2012, my brother Dig Trenum wrote this one. Here's Dig, and this one's called Mary Girl.
I see him a-walking on the water where the mighty billows roll. The raging seas surround me. Don't you fear for my soul. For God is fair, what he did back there, he sent his son to him. To those who would receive him, his spirit would come in. Oh, Mary girl, you've lighted our world, your laughter, Mom, would ring. And today we miss you, Mary, and to you these words we sing. By the mercies of God we leave this sod, by the mercies of God we sing. We have a loving Savior, now let us trust in Him. You were mother and you were father, oh Mary, you were our friend. You loved us every day, Mom, and to you these words we sing. And we thank the Lord who gave to us the Mary that we knew. Yeah, beautiful girl, you've lighted our world. We thank the Lord for you. And remember Jesus out there, he's searching in the storm. He knows we need safe harbor from the storm, safe harbor from the storm.
Third wife of Merle Haggard, Where the Soul of Man Never Dies, recorded by hundreds of country and bluegrass artists, and I wonder how many people could write a song about salvation and their mother all in one. In my estimation, that takes some talent, and my brother Dig Trenum did just that when he wrote Mary Girl, a tribute to our mom, Mary Ellen Trenum. 2025 was a hard year for us. There were nine of us, and now there are seven. And for my buddy Michael Cheser in New Carlisle, Quebec, it's one of the great Grand Ole Opry announcers, Eddie Stubbs, with Little Orphan Joe. Stubbs was a fiddle player from Montgomery County, Maryland. He played with the Johnson Mountain Boys, and within 5 days of arriving in Nashville, he landed a job as disc jockey over the legendary station WSM. He was hired as a regular announcer for the Grand Ole Opry. He wrote extensively on country and bluegrass music in journals, newspapers, books, and album liner notes. In 2012, at age 51, he became one of the youngest inductees into the Country Radio Hall of Fame. Eddie's recording of Little Orphan Joe appears on the 1998 compilation CD Grand Old Christmas From Nashville to You. Ray Davis recorded Little Orphan Joe in 1969, and on July the 13th, 1952, Hank Williams made his third appearance at Sunset Park in Maryland. Ray Davis was the master of ceremonies, and back on December the 7th, I played Hank performing I Saw the Light from that show. Davis recalled Hank being very congenial, easy to work with, and in particular, he remembered Hank spending time with a little boy in a wheelchair. And I'm getting off the beaten path here. I'm not sure about the origins of Little Orphan Joe. Stella Mae Porter recorded the recitation in the 1930s for Reverend Norman Young. After Eddie Stubbs gives us Little Orphan Joe, it's the late Brent Williams from Nova Scotia with one that he wrote, The Hand That's Holding Mine.
It was Christmas Eve at the poorhouse, and the Yule logs were all ablaze, while the wretched inmate shivered, thinking of other days. Outside, the snow beat madly against the window panes, and inside it was mighty lonesome. Christmas had come again. Sitting apart from the others, watching the falling snow, his blue eyes wide and haunting, sat poor little orphan Joe. He was only a tiny fellow, not more than 6 years old, yet his childish lips trembled with a burden of sorrows untold. It was a little boy's first Christmas without a mother's love, so there's no one to tell him stories of angels that watch down from above, and no one to caress his pillow or tuck him in warm and tight, and no one to sit beside him and kiss him a fond goodnight. Love is unknown at the poorhouse. All had known sorrow and woe. so there's no one to pity the sadness of poor little orphan Joe. But Santa Claus would soon be coming, for tomorrow was Christmas Day, and he'd pity a poor little fellow whose mother had gone away. He'd bring some beautiful presents like those of the year before, and after his long, long heartache, little Joe would be glad once more. But would Santa come to the poorhouse? And the little one's heart stood still. And then he thought of the poor keeper's children whose stockings Santa would fill. Their fire would sparkle so brightly and their room was so nice and warm, why, his stocking could hang with theirs. Surely there'd be no harm. So he took off his ragged stocking. It was faded and worn and old. And he crept down the darkened hallway, his bare toes numb with the cold. He paused in the doorway, from where came a welcome glow, and it looked like a glimpse of heaven to poor little orphan Joe. And then the poorhouse mother hovered above him, her mouth twisted with an angry frown, as little Joe paused on the threshold with his timid eyes cast down. "Well, what do you want?" she asked him, and when he made his request, she harshly laughed and answered, "Well, who would have ever guessed? You'll have to go back where you came from. Back where your stocking hung last year. Santa Claus will go there, I reckon. He'll never look for you here." She spoke in a careless fashion, not heeding the pained expression or the look of disappointment in the tear-filled childish eyes. She shut the door abruptly and told him to run away. "There's trouble enough without him." That's what she'd always say. He turned away, slowly, sadly, and he walked to the entrance door, where the snow lay heaped on the doorstep and the wind swept by with a roar. Then he thought of the words she had spoken, saying that he must go back where Santa Claus was waiting for the coming of little Joe. His mother, too, might be waiting. She might have come at last. Little Joe's face was glowing and his heart beat loud and fast. It was out into the night that he bravely stepped and struggled on and on, with a courage that never wavered, though his strength was nearly gone. Within him, something pulsed, awakening his faltering steps to God. For there, the next morning, they found him in the house where his mother had died. He had hung his tiny stocking above a cold hearthstone, and there he waited and watched in a desolate room all alone. With an eager, hopeful expression, his little face all aglow, his blue eyes full of pleading, stood poor little orphan Joe. At last he cried, "Mommy, I missed you so. I knew that someday you'd come back for little Joe." Kind hands raised him gently, but the end was drawing near, and the words for which he hungered fell on heedless ears. Too late came the pity denied him. The tears fell thick and fast. He needed no earthly comfort. Little Joe was going home at last. So safe from this world of sorrow, too bitter for him to know, the angels tenderly lifted the spirit of little orphan Joe.
Help them find their way. So many lost need to be found. They're going in all directions, spinning round and round. I keep holding on to the hand that's holding on to mine. When I slip and fall, he's with me all the time. When the trials of life get in my way and I can't see, I keep holding on to the hand that's holding me. We have a dream for all the land. God is reaching out with his mighty hand. The healing heart that's been so crushed can gently be restored by his loving touch. I keep holding on to the hand that's holding on to mine. When I slip and fall, he's with me all the time. When the trials of life get in my way and I can't see, I keep holding on to the hand that's holding me. You'll get through with the hand that's holding mine. He wants to hold on to your hand like he's holding mine. When you ask him into your heart, he won't be hard to find. There are valleys to walk and rivers to cross and mountains to climb. You'll get through with the hand that's holding mine. You'll get through with the hand that's holding mine.
The late Brent Williams, originally from Nova Scotia, Brent wrote The Hand That's Holding Mine, the title cut from his 2015 gospel album. And you heard one of the great Grand Ole Opry announcers there, Eddie Stubbs, with Little Orphan Joe. Levi Brenton Williams was born on a farm in Hassett's, Nova Scotia, on March the 25th, 1940, considered one of Canada's earliest bluegrass performers. Brent appeared on several notable CBC and CTV television programs, as well as other networks. An inductee of the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame in 2013, and in 2015, he received the African Nova Scotia Music Association's Lifetime Achievement Award. A renowned East Coast country singer-songwriter, Brent passed on the 28th of July, 2025, and Brent was 85. It's my intention to feature Brent Williams on a future program, soon, I hope. And friends, now for that rare George Hamilton IV song. It's called Circle of Wood, written by Canadian Wayne Pronger. The Circle of Wood refers to the iconic section of the original Ryman Grand Ole Opry stage moved to the current Grand Ole Opry House, and it refers to all the music legends who stood on that circle. Circle of Wood was issued on a double album here in Canada, containing 28 gospel songs. It's called High Country, the Definitive Gospel Album, issued in 1998 by Broadland International. I recently saw a copy on eBay for $150 for one copy, and that's all I see. And friends, here's George Hamilton IV with that rare recording.
Songs from Jimmy Dickens, laughs from Minnie Pearl, broadcast from the Ryman and heard throughout the world. We'd listen every Saturday as Roy Acuff would play a Wabash cannonball in in a very special way. There's a circle of wood, part of the diamond stain. Country music heroes, legends of play. That circle of wood now resides at Opry Lane, supporting a tradition born in this land. If the circle could talk, what would it say about the people from the country who came there to play? Oh, Lefty, Hank, and Patsy, great ones passed away, yet the circle remains in the center of the state. There's a circle of wood, heart of the rhyming state, where country music heroes, legends have played. That circle of wood now resides at Opry Land, supporting a tradition born in this land. There's new stars arising almost every day, and the circle of wood will help them on their way. Every corner of the world, from Nashville, Tennessee, their songs will last forever in our memory. There's a circle of wood, heart of the rhyming state, where country music heroes and legends have played. That circle of wood now resides at Opry Land, supporting a tradition born in this land. There's a circle of wood, heart of the rhyming state, country music heroes, legends have played. That circle of wood now resides at Opry Land, supporting a tradition born in this land. There's a circle of wood, heart of the rhyming state, country music heroes, legends.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
I'm singing on the mountain, come sing with me. Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. I've been down in that valley and I'm so glad to be singing on the mountain. Down in the valley, I cried bitter tears. Down in the valley, I cried bitter tears. Then I prayed to Jesus, and Jesus always hears. Now I'm singing on the mountain. I'm singing on the mountain, come sing with me. Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. I've been down in that valley, and I'm so glad to be singing on the mountain. Chains of Satan bound me and I was in misery. Chains of Satan bound me and I was in misery. The love of Jesus bound me and he set me free. Now I'm singing on the mountain. I'm singing on the mountain, come sing with me. Singing on the mountain, come sing with me. I've been down in that valley and I'm so glad to be singing on the mountain.
Yours truly with Singing on the Mountain, written by Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith, a very close friend to George Hamilton IV, and I learned that from one of George's recordings. Circle of Wood, a very rare recording by George Hamilton IV. Al Traynor from Oshawa is next. His 8-year-old granddaughter, Phoenix, asked him if he could write a song that she could help him sing. Al certainly did, and what a song this is. Chances are you'll need a tissue for this one, and it's titled Gold Wrapping Paper.
With expensive gold paper, she wrapped a small box. It was a present for her daddy. She had not forgot. But her daddy was upset, said he'd punish her later. She should not be wasting gold wrapping paper. In the morning, the little girl, with tears in her eyes, took the box to her daddy, said it was his surprise. Her daddy felt bad for punishing her that way, for using gold paper to wrap a small box that day. When he opened the box, he found nothing inside. Spoke harshly at the little girl. She was hurt and she cried.
But it's not empty, Daddy. I blew kisses inside. It's a box full of kisses,
she said as she cried. Not too long after, the Lord took her away. So by her bedside, you'll find to this very day, a pretty gold box filled with kisses and tears that is kept close to him for all of these years. Whenever he's down or has trouble to talk, he takes an imaginary kiss from the little gold box. A kiss that helps him know his baby did care. An imaginary kiss that his daughter had put there. With expensive gold paper, a little girl wrapped a small box filled with kisses for her daddy, a daddy she had not forgot. Filled with kisses for her daddy, the daddy she had not forgot.
Mm-hmm.
breast when my time comes to go. Well, I may be lame and I cannot walk, maybe blind and cannot see, but I will fly away on the wings of love when he comes after me. When my time comes to go, when my time comes to go, I'm gonna lay my head on Jesus' breast when my time comes to go. Just for you when you come on to me. When my time comes to go, when my time comes to go, I'm gonna lay my head on Jesus' breast when my time comes to go. Jesus' breast when my time comes to go. I'm gonna lay my head on Jesus' breast when my time comes to go.
Catherine Lawrence with Amahlia O'Day song, When My Time Comes to Go. And that's from Catherine's 2004 CD album, I See God Everywhere. Catherine and her husband Fred live in Halifax, and I don't believe they perform in public anymore. Molly O'Day wrote and released When My Time Comes to Go in 1950. And friends, that's our show for today, and I hope you enjoyed the gospel trail. One more song. In 1970, RCA Victor Records issued Sunday Morning with Nat Stuckey and Connie Smith. Did You Let Your Light Shine is from the pen of Barbara Miller. Barbara also wrote Crumbs from the Table on the same album. And that's it, friends. Blessings to you all, and until next week.
When you told that man about Jesus and his precious love,
did you let your light shine? Did you let your light shine?
Or was it just a matter of a bunch of empty words?
Did you let your light shine?
Did you let your light shine? Well, don't you try to give it away if you don't have it yourself. 'Cause if your spirit is poverty stricken, you can't give away much wealth.
For you must see clearly, for you know the blind can't lead the blind.
Did you let your light shine? Did you let your light shine?
Actions always speak much louder than your words will sound.
Did you let your light shine? Did you let your light shine?
Or did you act out all you preached to make it really count?
Did you let your light shine? Did you let your light shine?
Well, don't you try to give it away if you don't have it yourself. If your spirit is poverty stricken, you can't give away such wealth.
Well, you must see clearly, for you know the blind can't lead the blind.
Did you let your light shine? Did you let your light shine? Did you let your light shine? Did you let your light shine?
Well,
this new light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Yes,
this new light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This new light of mine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, this little light of mine,
friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.